Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. Words matter. Words have meaning. Words have power. The words, "I love you," have power. They're communicating a relationship, an energy of love. And yet, we have somehow decided that instead of saying goodbye, we walk off saying, "Love ya," which is not saying, "I love you." It's our new form of goodbye. But when we put the word "I" back in front of "I love you," it takes on intentional power. Sometimes we say things without thinking. So we might hurt someone's feelings and say, "Sorry." That's not the same as "I am sorry." "Just kidding." That's not helpful. It's not communicating at a level of helping the other person know what you really meant. And of course, we often say everywhere, "Hi, how are you?" "Good, and how are you?" And that's it. There is no depth of conversation. Yet, I think most of us do say, "Hi, how are you?" with some energy of care. Yet, we really don't have the time for an exchange unless somebody says something after "Hi, how are you?" And if someone says, "I could be better," I bet all of us stop and say, "What's going on?" Words matter. Words have meaning. Words have power. So we often speak without thinking. Jesus always spoke knowing what he was saying. And in Jesus, we know there is a power, and we hear it. We heard it again today in Colossians, the very first sentence, "May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power." So the first words of the power of Jesus that we heard today in the gospel was, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And Jesus spoke that on the cross. A cross is a form of execution that the Romans used publicly. They would crucify criminals down a road, one here, one there. So when you're passing by, you see criminals hanging there, crucified, and above every head is an inscription of what they did wrong, hoping to deter you from doing that same crime. And Jesus was crucified with an inscription over his head, and it said, "King of the Jews." And the Romans were part of the group that needed to get rid of him. They could not have a king in a Roman Empire. No, the empire is only ours. So we know, especially during Lent, the whole story of Jesus' journey to the cross. But on the cross that was meant to make Jesus helpless, it didn't work. On the cross, the power of Jesus' words made a difference. Words make a difference. Words have power. So there is a criminal on one side and a criminal on the other. And the criminal on one side, "Save yourself and us." Was he being sarcastic? Desperate? The other criminal said an amazing thing. "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." That criminal spoke out of a baby faith, a new belief, exposed to the energy and power of the suffering, crucified God next to him. And the crucified God next to this criminal said, "Truly, this day you will be with me in paradise." That is kingly power, power of a king who has compassion and the power to forgive and to give life. He gave eternal life to the criminal, to all of us. The same Jesus, yesterday, today, and forever. His words had transforming power. Recently, I was walking my dog, Gigi Girl, and I saw two people leaning against their car, and I realized that this mom and young man were looking at me and Gigi Girl. And she says, "What kind of dog do you have?" And so I began to tell her my story. She's a rescue, she's 5 years old, she survived distemper. She was locked in a cage for almost 3 years because the woman noticed her nose was all scarred and rough. And as I told her about being locked in the cage and biting on the wire to get saliva, this woman began to get teary. And I began to get teary, and I said, "Yes, it really affected my heart." And so we continued to talk, and now it was time to move on. We had looked at each other. She had asked a question. I engaged her in the moment, and now it was time to move on. And I said to her and to the son, "Have a blessed day." And they immediately said, "God bless you." Words have power, and I was blessed by those words. The words we hear every Sunday, we might hear now so often that we don't recognize their power. You cannot hear, "I love you," enough. You cannot hear, "Thank you," enough, can you? And every Sunday you hear Jesus say to us, "Do this in remembrance of me." And what we do is more than just words. Jesus enters this moment in power. When I or priest send down your spirit that they may become for us the body and blood of your son, I'm not doing something other than standing in for the power coming through the words that Jesus told us to do in remembrance of him. Throughout our service, and today I looked at our bulletin, 8 times today, we say one word that has more power than you realize. It is the word, Amen. Amen has more power than you realize. It means, so be it, so it is. So be it, so it is. It's a declaration, it's a decree, it's an invocation. Throughout this service, you also hear the name of Jesus, or in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, as we hear in Philippians, God has freely bestowed on him the name that is above all names, that at the name every knee shall bend on heaven and on earth. Names have power. The name of Jesus has eternal power. And when we use the name of Jesus, we're entering this eternal moment that transcends time and place. When we say the word amen, we're doing the same thing. We're saying to God, so be it, so it is. When you receive communion, you usually say amen. You're saying, so be it. Yes, this is Jesus. So I invite you to realize today the power of words. They matter. They have meaning. They have power. So I say to you, I love you. Amen.